Good morning. It is the weekday wake up on the SBI Radio Network, Swift 98 and The Spur. And joining us over the phone this morning is Rod Jensen, president of the Bank of Star Valley. Good morning, Rod. How are you today?
Good morning, Dick. It's an honor to be with you and everyone today.
Well, we appreciate you taking some time. Of course, we wanted to bring you on for some financial questions for small businesses and COVID-19 and some other discussions that have come up in recent weeks as well. But, Rod, you have a great pulse on what's happening in the local economy, especially for small businesses in Western Wyoming. So what's your outlook? What are things looking like right now and moving forward for the small business community in Western Wyoming?
Dick, as of today, I would say things are looking up from what they were in April, March, when kind of the world shut down. However, to sum up what I see is there's a great deal of uncertainty out there. It's just kind of like this black cloud in the future. We don't know where COVID's going to go, how it's going to impact, what the governmental reactions will be. And so it's hard to plan for next month, let alone next year, and uncertainty doesn't work well with small businesses. However, it's exciting. Wyoming was one of the leaders in the nation in providing PPP funding to small businesses. And the state of Wyoming just completed the interruption fund, where they basically put out almost $100 million to small businesses. And starting next week, they'll start the relief fund and the mitigation fund, which are together around another $200 million to help small businesses mitigate the impact of COVID as they're seeing it. So that's exciting. The good news as far as Lincoln County is concerned is we weren't as hard hit as some of the counties around us. In December, we had unemployment of about 3.5%. We peaked at about 9% in April, and we're already showing signs. As of May, we're down to 7.7%. This is fantastic relative to a Teton County that peaked out at an 18% unemployment and is just moving into 15. So there is, the economy is reopening. I think everybody's seeing the tourists, the activity. It's hard to run a restaurant if you can only have so many seats, and there is all that uncertainty. But we are moving forward, and I believe Star Valley businesses and Lincoln County businesses are very strong, and they will mitigate this and move through it.
Rod, you kind of touched on some of the resources that have been and are available, and I know the governor had appointed you to be on a statewide task force to kind of assist with this. So it sounds like there's still potential and opportunity for a small business that needs assistance to apply for some of that. Tell us some more details on how they do that, what's available, and who should apply.
Okay, basically, if you're not watching the Wyoming Business Council website, I would advise you to do so. They just completed the interruption fund, which was for basically small businesses with up to 50 employees. The next fund that is opening really quick is the relief fund. It is for small, larger businesses, even though small businesses can still participate, and it has funding up to $300,000. And these are not loans. These are actually stipends or grants. And then they're also opening up the mitigation fund, which reimburses businesses, probably more than mine than that, for the COVID related expenses they had to incur to try to keep the mines open and keep the employees safe. So the two big funds are yet to come. The interruption fund has concluded, but there was a lot. It was basically spent. They are done, and there was over $100 million injected into Wyoming, and a lot of it into our area. It's kind of exciting to see that help and relief for our local businesses.
Rod Jensen, president of the Bank of Star Valley, joining us this morning on the Weekday Wake Up. Rod, being in the banking industry, I'm sure you will probably have some insight on this that the average resident may not, but we keep hearing about this coin shortage, this national coin shortage. Tell us about this. Is this a legitimate thing? Is there actually a shortage of coin in the U.S. right now?
Dick, there is not necessarily a shortage of coin. So this is kind of like toilet paper, and I worry some about the rationality of human beings in crises. We do weird things. So as a matter of fact, there is actually $400 million in coin more right now than there was a year ago now. What really happened was with COVID, it's kind of like a toilet paper issue. People overreacted, but they had to slow down the mints in production to protect the employees. There was disruption in supply chains. And a lot of business that held coin that's usually circulated actually shut down. And so all that has created a shortage of coin. There is not per se on a dollar-wise a shortage of coin. Coin is still being produced. But with the reduction in supply chains and production, and actually a little bit of hoarding, yes, it's harder to get coins. So the Fed actually rationed us banks on how much coin we could order. The good news is they've treated this very seriously. As of today, actually, well, I guess today's 21st. As of yesterday, they've increased the amount of coin we can order. They've almost tripled it. And I haven't seen a big issue in Star Valley, but no, this coin issue is going to resolve itself. It is not a conspiracy theory. I don't have that much faith in the federal government to actually do a conspiracy theory, but no, this is just a supply chain. It's resolving itself, and it's actually resolving itself rather quickly. So this will go away, and everybody can have all the coin they want. I find it interesting, for a number of years, the Fed has tried to replace the dollar bill with a dollar coin. We've got them here. We couldn't get anybody to even take them. Now, all of a sudden, there's a conspiracy theory they want to do away with coins completely. You can still get Sacagawea or presidential dollar coins, and the Fed is trying to make our currency more durable so they don't have to print so much and create so much. But no, it's coming back. It will resolve itself shortly.
Interesting. So one of the conversations you see on social media with this is that this is part of a ploy to move America towards a cashless society. And you don't see that any implications of that then?
No, I don't. I mean, honestly, it is a fact. Some governments, such as Switzerland and that, who run negative interest rates, actually have tried to do that. In the U.S., no, we are not going to go with a cashless society. I'm not sure why anybody wants to have a lot of coin around. From a COVID-19 point of view, not the cleanest stuff. You don't know where it was 10 seconds ago. You don't know who handled it. But no, there will be cash. And this one will be like toilet paper. Give it 2 or 3 months, and we'll look back and think, wow, that was crazy.
Rod Jensen, president of the Bank of Star Valley, joining us this morning. Rod, really appreciate your time and insight. Thank you.
You bet. Good talking to you. Take care.